in history that they are fulfilled, that at that point it will be the time of the end of those time prophecy, and that knowledge about these prophecies would increase. And brothers and sisters, if you don't think that this is a parable, an illustration, that it's conveying information through that medium, as opposed to the way the information is conveyed in chapter 11, when it's a history, it's a the events in a very nice sequence take you from the times of the Medes and the Persians all the way down to just beyond the close of human probation, then I can show you why you have to address a verse 4 and onward as a parable, Daniel illustrating God's people at the end of the world. And let me show you what I mean by that. Let's read verses 6 through 8, and then I'll try to prove my premise here. In verse 6 it says, "And one said to the man clothed," let's start verse 5, I'm sorry. "Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river." Remember, Sister White says, consider the circumstances. Two heavenly beings on each on a different side of a river. And verse 6, "And one said to the man clothed in linen," suddenly there's a third man, "clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river." He's standing on the waters of the river, or standing right above the waters of the river, and Sister White lets us know that this is Christ. And one of the heavenly beings on the edge asked the man standing on the water, asked Christ, "How long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" And I heard the man clothed in linen, heard Christ, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, that it shall be for a time, times, and a half, and when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. Verse 8, "And I heard," Daniel heard, "and I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?" Now, brothers and sisters, there's a lot to address in these verses here before we go any further, but I want to show you why you have to understand this as an illustration that Daniel's accomplishing. In verse 8, it says, "And I, Daniel, and I heard, but I understood not." Okay, so here, brothers and sisters, Daniel 10, 11, and 12 are one vision. They're one vision. And Daniel here in verse 8 is symbolizing God's people at the end of the world. You may not understand it to this point, but I want to show you why you have to look at it that point of view, or you're going to have